blessing upon us.
我们开始之前做一个祷告。
Father, we come to you this afternoon.
我们的父啊，我们今天下午来到你面前。
And Lord, we gather together to hear your word.
我们聚集在一起来听您的话。
But Lord, they're not just were any words. We want to hear your voice.
我们这地上有很多的声音，但是我们想要听您的声音。
And Lord, we pray that you might speak, that we might hear.
盼望您说话，我们能听见。
So Lord, we just pray our hearts might be opened to hear your voice.
我们的祷告是我们的心能打开，能听见您的声音。
And Lord, we thank you that you have so much to say to us.
因为您有这么多的道理要讲给我们听。
The words of love and grace.
那恩典和爱的话语。
The words concerning your Son, the Lord Jesus.
这样的话语是关乎您的圣子主耶稣基督的。
He was the very. He spoke your very words in his everything that he did here.
因为他在地上所行的一切，就是把您的话语讲出来。
Lord, we thank you that he came, that he sacrificed himself, that he rose again from the dead, that he is now our great high priest in heaven above.
主啊，他来了，他也把自己献在十字架上。他也复活了，他今天坐在父神您的右边为我们代求。
So Lord, we just thank you for all your grace and goodness to us today.
主要我们要谢谢您，为了您给我们显明一切恩典和良善。
And we just thank you now, Lord. We pray your Holy Spirit might make our hearts quiet.
我们感恩，也求您的圣灵让我们的心安静。
Make our minds attentive.
让我们的思想能够集中。
Lord, that we might hear your voice.
让我们能听见您的声音。
By your Spirit, we pray.
借着您的圣灵，
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today, I'd like to take a word, one word, and look at.This one word.
今天呢，我们先看一个词啊，这个词就是。
Of course, we're going to illustrate it. I can't speak for an hour and a half on one word.
我们肯定会解释啊，否则我们不能讲一个词就讲一个半小时了。
Even though the word is probably the greatest concept known to man.
即使这个词呢，很可能对人来说是一个特别特别大的一个概念。
In this one word is a universe of wonder.
这是一个全宇宙的，我们都很感到很吃惊的，很稀奇的一个事。
Now I won't make you guess what that word is.
那我们现在不让大家猜了哈。
You could say love.
你可以说这个词是爱。
And you'd be right.
是的，没错。
But I'm looking at something special.
那我会把这个呢更具体一点。
See, love, we think of love, we think of a sort of an abstract concept.
对，我们讲到爱呢，稍微有点抽象。
See, we could say God is love.
我们可以说神就是爱。
But what does that mean?
那这个意味着什么呢？
It doesn't mean anything until we experience him.
它除非我们经历它呢，这个词呢，不会变得鲜活。
So the concept...I'm going to talk about today is grace.
今天我们要讲的这个概念呢，就是恩典。
As we read about the Lord Jesus, when he was here, he is full of truth and grace.
所以我们当读到耶稣基督的时候，我们就看见他满了都是真理和恩典。
Full of grace and truth.
恩典和真理。
You see, grace is love in action.
所以恩典呢就是爱在行动里显明出来的，就是恩典了。
Grace is the action of a heart full of love.
恩典就是一个心啊，满被爱充满的心，它溢出来、洋溢出来、表达出来，就是恩典了。别人感受到的就是恩典。
Now we know what grace means. You could probably all give me a definition of grace, and it's called unmerited favor.
那我们可以把这个做一个简单的定义呢，就是我不配得的好处，就是恩典了。
That is getting something that you don't deserve.
就是给你一些其实你根本不配得的好处。 这个对你来说就是恩典。
That's graciousness.
这个你就觉得，哎呀，这个好有恩典啊。
Now the difference between mercy and grace is that mercy is when we don't get what we deserve.
那我们可以把怜悯和恩典做一个比较，你就能知道这两个的区别。怜悯呢，是我们本来配得的那个审判惩罚没有给我。
That's mercy.
这叫怜悯。
It's withholding of justice.
就是因着神的怜悯呢，或者因着怜悯呢，他把本来我们在我们公义审判里该负的责任呢，他留住了，他没有给我们。
Now we need mercy. That's a good thing.
我们当然需要怜悯，这是个非常好的东西。
But grace is adding to what? If we don't deserve something, then grace adds to it. If mercy holds back punishment, grace gives us blessing on top of that.
所以怜悯呢，是把我们的惩罚呢留住了，但是恩典呢，却在这之后把我们不配得的祝福大大的给了我们。
You know, it needs an illustration. Grace needs to be illustrated, does it not?
所以恩典呢是需要解释的。
So I think what we'll do is we'll look at a story, an Old Testament story.
所以呢，我们今天要做什么呢？我们要读一个旧约的一个很古老的故事。
So I want you to turn with me to 2 Samuel.
我们翻开圣经啊，《撒母耳记下》。
2 Samuel, and it's the 9th chapter.
九章。
And it concerns. It's a story about David.
这是在讲大卫了。
And a man called Mephibosheth.
以及一个人呢，他叫米菲波设。
Now you English language scholars, I should make you say Mephibosheth 10 times very quickly.
你们这些英语都很好的 ESL 的学生啊，我让你们把 Mephibosheth 这个词连续说十遍。
But I won't do that.
我不会这么做，这个词很难发音。
Because I don't want you to throw rotten eggs at me or rotten tomatoes.
我不希望你把这个破鸡蛋破茄子扔到我头上来。
Because I can guarantee, even if you can speak English without any accent whatsoever, you can't say Mephibosheth 10 times in a row.
即使你英语特别好，一点口音都没有，你用这个词的英语讲十遍，也是一个很困难的事。
I don't even think Mephibosheth could do that.
我觉得他自己都做不到啊。
In his prime.
撒母耳记下九章。
So let's read this. 2 Samuel, chapter 9, and verse 1.
一节。
And what I'll do is I'll, rather than me read it in English, I'll have Long read it in Chinese. You want to read the whole thing, please.
Okay, verse 1, right?
Yep.
大卫问说，扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
Okay, you read the whole thing.
Verse 1 or?
The whole thing. Well, down to verse 13.
Oh, verse 13, the whole chapter, right?
Yeah, pretty well. I guess it's the whole chapter.
Okay,
almost.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole chapter.
So, 那我们把第九章全部读一遍。第九章一共只有13节，我们一人一节顺序读一下。那位问说，扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
扫罗家有一个仆人名叫洗巴，有人叫他来见大卫。王问他说，你是洗巴吗？约拿说，仆人是。
王说，扫罗家还有人没？我要照神的慈爱恩待他。洗巴对王说，还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。
王说，他在哪里？洗巴对王说，他在罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里。
于是大卫王打发人去，从罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里招了他来。
扫罗的孙子约拿单的儿子米非波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米非波设。”米非波设说：“仆人在此。”大卫说：“你不要惧怕。”我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你。
你也可以常与我同席吃饭。
米非罗瑟又叩拜说，我人算什么，不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样的眷顾。
王叫了扫罗的仆人洗巴来和他说，我已将属扫罗和他的一切家产都赐给你主人的儿子了。你和你的政府仆人要立于主人的儿子明非波设公正前地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。洗巴有15儿子20儿子。
洗巴对王说，凡我主我王吩咐仆人的，仆人都得遵循。王又说，米非波设必与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。
米非波设有一个小儿子名叫米迦，凡住在洗巴家里的人都做了米非波设的仆人。
于是米非波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭，他两腿都是瘸。
Very good. So now we need a little background history here.
所以我们先要讲一点历史的背景。对。
You recall when God had rejected Saul, the first king of Israel.
你都知道上帝呢拒绝了扫罗成为以色列的王。
Saul was of the tribe of Benjamin.
那扫罗呢是便雅悯支派的。
And so that's why in verse 1 he's talking about the house of Saul.
所以第一节就问到扫罗家哈。
Now I've got to give you this history so you understand the background and why all this kind of takes place and the importance of it.
所以我讲这个背景呢，就是让你知道这个对话哈背后的情形是怎么样，以及为什么这个重要。
Now you recall that Saul was the people's choice.
你知道呢，扫罗代表一个什么决定呢？是人选王的一个标准所选出来的。
He was from an important household of Israel.
所以他出于一个以色列的一个比较重要的一家。
He was tall. He was taller than anybody else in Israel. A head shoulder above everybody else.
然后他个头特别高大，他比普通的犹太人呢要高一个头。
Very handsome young man.
而且非常帅。
He had everything going for him.
所以每一样呢，在人看来都是特别的无可挑剔。
And he had the prophet Samuel to help him.
同时呢，先知撒母耳也很帮助他。
But you know, he turned out to be a weak and selfish kind of person.
但是呢，他事实证明呢，他里面其实是一个软弱而又自私的人。
And he began to make one mistake after another.
然后他在王的位置上不停地犯一个错误又一个错误。
And one of the things that he didn't do was he did not defeat the Amalekites.
然后呢，他有一件事没有做，按照神的意思做呢，就是他没有灭绝亚玛力人。
Now, who were the Amalekites?
那亚玛利人是什么人呢？
When the children of Israel first came out of Egypt and crossed through into the wilderness,
所以当犹太人第一次从埃及被神召出来，开始在旷野走四十年的时候，
they were just slaves that had been freed from the bondage of Pharaoh.
所以他们那个状态是从法老的奴隶的状态下被释放出来。
These were not warrior nation.
所以他们不是一个什么战士、勇士的国家啊，他们都是一群奴仆。
They were just a group of people. They looked very weak.
所以他们是一群人，看起来是很软弱的犹太人。
And the Amalekites, they knew this.
所以亚玛利人他们知道这个事实。
So they decided they were going to take all the jewels and all the treasure that the children of Israel had carried out of Egypt.
所以呢，亚玛利人就想在路上呢去抢犹太人从埃及带出来的那些财物。
And so what did they do? They went around to the back where the weakest were and attacked from there.
所以亚玛利人常干的事呢是很不耻的，就他们总是在以色列人那个队伍最后那个老弱那个落单的人后面哈，
they were
抢他们。
They were robbers and they were cowardly robbers.
他们是强盗，还 还是一群特别懦弱不耻的强盗，是强老弱病残。
So God said, I am not going to forget the Amalekites.
所以神说呢，我不会忘记亚玛力人。
And when God would bring his people into the land and there would be a king, the first thing that that king should do is to bring judgment on the Amalekites.
所以神当神带给以色列人这个王的时候呢，王的一个第一个最重要的任务就是他要向亚玛力人行审判。
And he didn't do that.
但是扫罗没有做。
He didn't carry out God's direct command.
神给了他如此明确的命令呢，扫罗没有做。
And so...God said to Saul, I'm going to reject you from your king.
所以神也告诉扫罗呢，那我也要拒绝你成为王了。
And so he sent Samuel, the prophet, up to Bethlehem.
所以他就神呢就差撒母耳这个先知去了伯利恒。
And there would be a boy or a young man about 17 years of age.
在那里他会见到一个年轻人，大概十七岁。
Who had already proven himself in many ways.
他已经证明了自己啊，在很多的方面。
Not selfish, not for selfish power.
不是因为自私的力量。
But to protect his father's sheep.
但是就是为了。
A lion.
就是为了照顾他父亲的羊，要面
对。A bear.
面对一个狮子，一个熊。
Had taken a lamb from the flock.
如果那个狮子熊去羊群里抓了一只羊。
And this young warrior, all alone, had taken his club, and had killed a lion and a bear both times.
所以，这个年轻的牧羊人他会就用他手中的杖哈，然后他会赤手的杀了这个熊和狮子。
So you can see, this young man, God had his eye on him.
所以你会看见呢，神是眼目是盯着这个牧羊人。
He is a wonderful poet as well.
他也是一个非常有才华的诗人。
And he could spend hours playing the harp.
然后他经常会在空余的时间去弹琴呢。
And singing, beautiful singer.
他也是个非常好的唱诗的人。
Later he was called the sweet singer of Israel.
所以后来以色列人都管他叫那甜美的歌唱者，以色列甜美的。
But God had his eye on him.
所以神的眼目盯在他身上。
And God said to Samuel one day, Samuel, I've rejected Saul.
所以神有一天跟撒母耳说，先知撒母耳说，我已经拒绝了扫罗了。
Now you go up to Bethlehem there, and there's going to be a man named Jesse.
所以你去伯利恒找一个人，他的名字叫耶西。
And I want you to anoint one of his sons to be the king.
然后我会在耶西的诸多儿子里呢，挑一个，你去用膏油膏他这个儿子。
And so they had a feast.
那这个时候呢，撒母耳去了，在家里有个圣餐，
圣大的晚餐。Samuel said to Jesse, Jesse, make your sons stand one after the other in front of me.
所以呢，撒母耳就在席间啊，就跟耶西说，那你把你的儿子一个个叫出来吧。
The first one stood up.
然后第一个大儿子来了。
Shemaiah.
以利亚应该是。
He was a captain in Saul's army.
他是扫罗军队的一个官长啊，他是。
He had a very commanding presence.
就是是看在人看起来又是很强壮的一个。
Samuel the prophet said this must be the one.
然后撒母耳当场一想，哎，这应该就是了，应该上帝选这个。
God said no.
上帝然后跟他说不是这个，下一个。
And so the second one came.
那第二个又来了。
Three of Jesse's sons were in Saul's army.
你要知道耶西有三个儿子是在扫罗的军队里。
Because whenever Saul saw a mighty man, someone that's of value, he took him and recruited him.
因为扫罗任何时候看见有这种强壮的勇士啊，他总是会征召他来打仗的。
But one after the other went by the prophet Samuel.
但是耶西的儿子，那包括那个军队里的，一个到撒母耳面前。
Seven sons.
七个，一个一个来了。
God said no, none.
神说都不是，一个都这一个都不是。
So Samuel was what?Do you have any more sons, Jesse?
撒母耳就有点糊涂了，他就问耶西：“你还有儿子吗？”
Oh yeah, well there's David, but he's out looking after the sheep.
然后耶西说，哎，那这还有一个最小的，他叫大卫，他在那个田间那个草地放羊呢，在。
You call him。
然后撒母耳说，你把他叫来。
And when David came in。
然后大卫来了。
He said, "What would you want me for, Father?"
他是大卫说，我来干什么？父亲，你找我有事吗
？David stepped forward, said Samuel.
然后撒母耳说，大卫上前来。
And the Lord said to him, "This is mine."
然后神告诉撒母耳说，神告诉撒母耳说，这就是我选的。
He's a man after my own heart.
他说，这是知道我的心的，合我心意的那一位。
He said, "Samuel, you take the horn of oil and anoint him as king of Israel."
所以他说，撒母耳，你把你的圣膏油拿出来啊，然后倒在这个他头上，膏他做以色列的王。
That was done without Saul's knowledge.
这件事做的时候呢，扫罗是不知道的。
Saul, as he turned farther and farther away from God, an evil spirit used to come upon him.
当扫罗啊，在他的决定里离神越来越远的时候呢。恶魔就到扫罗身上来。
But one day, you recall that David was sent by his father down to see how his brothers were doing in the battle.
那你就记得哈，这么有一天，那耶西呢差他的儿子大卫呢去看看他的三个哥哥在战场上都在干啥。
They were battling the Philistines.
因为他们那个时候正在跟非利士人、以色列的势敌在打仗。
The Philistines were on one side of the valley, and the Israelites were on the other.
然后呢，非利士人在山谷的这一边，以色列人山谷的那一边。
And there was a valley in between.
然后两边两军之间呢，有一个谷。
And every day, the giant Goliath would come out of the camp of the Philistines and challenge the Israelites.
每一天呢，从非利士人那边呢，会出来一个伟人，特别高大强壮的人，会来挑战以色列人。
And David was sent by his father one day.With provisions for the army of Saul, his brothers.
那大卫呢？有一天被他父亲差来呢，来探望他三个在军中的哥哥啊，因为父亲不放心。
And when he saw this, he said, "Who is going to challenge that man?"
然后大卫听见这个，看见这个挑战的这个伟人说，哎，怎么没有人响应呢？没有人应战呢？
He said, "This uncircumcised Philistine is challenging the armies of the living God."
他说这个太奇怪了，这个没有受割礼的这个非利士人居然敢挑战神的军队哈。
That's how David saw it. God was supreme.
所以这是大卫眼中所看见的，神是那掌权的。
Never mind that he's about 17 years of age and Goliath is over 9 feet tall.
啊，那无所谓啊，那个大卫很可能就是个17岁的小羊倌啊，那个是。九英尺高的一个巨人呢。
You could hardly lift up his spear.
就是你甚至连那个人用的那个标枪你都拿不起来，太重了。
But David said, "I'll go and battle with him."
大卫说，不，我去跟他打。
And when Goliath saw David, he said, "What do you come? You got your shepherd's staff. You think I'm a dog? You're going to beat me with a stick?"
所以呢，当哥利亚看见对方来了个小羊倌，还拿了一根棍子，他说：“你来干什么？你拿着棍子把我当狗啊？你来打狗啊？”
哈哈 ，David said, "I've got better weapons than that."
大卫说：“我有一个比这更厉害的武器了。
”Said, "You come with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the living God."
我说：“你是靠着刀枪棍棒武器过来跟我征战，我是靠着我永生神来与你征战。”
Now, if Goliath had any sense, he would have turned around and run for his life.
如果哥利亚真明白神是怎么回事，他一定会转身逃跑的。
Goliath took a run. He said, "I'm going to feed you to the birds."
所以哥利亚说，我要来，我让你成为飞鸟的食物啊！哥利亚就冲上来要杀大卫。
David pulled out one stone, and he slung.
所以大卫呢，就从他荷包里挑出一块石头啊，鹅卵石，然后呢，用他那个甩石的那个机旋哈，就是，然后绕以后一下扔出去了。
That stone hit sunk right into his head.
然后呢，那个石头正中哥利亚的额头，而且嵌到他额头里面去。
I guess below the helmet.
就是在哥利亚的头盔之下。
Such a thing had never entered his mind before.
所以这样的东西从来没有进过哥利亚的头啊。
Never had a thought like that.
从来没有想过这样的场景。
He fell down forward.
格利亚就此倒地死。
That was the end of Goliath.
就是格利亚的生命的终结。
But Saul said, "Boy, I want that guy in my army."
扫罗说，哎，这个好，这个年轻人厉害，我要招他入伍啊。
And so David began to serve Saul in his court.
所以呢，从此呢，大卫就开始服侍扫罗了。
But remember I said that Saul was a selfish man?
大家记得哈，我告诉你们，扫罗是个很自私的人。
The women, they came out with their dancing.
然后呢，在他们凯旋归去的时候呢，耶路撒冷的妇女们啊，就开始唱歌。
You ever seen Hebrew dancing?
你看见过
？It's very nice, isn't it? Very pretty, and the music and so on.
希伯来人跳舞唱歌是非常美的哈。
And they were saying they made a song.
然后他们因此还做了一首歌。
Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000s.
然后他们说呢，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万啊。
Oh, Saul began to be angry about that and jealous.
所以扫罗就是非常生气，而且非常嫉妒。
And even though David faithfully served Saul year after year after year.Many years went by. 13 years. Saul persecuted David, hunted David, wanted to kill David because he was jealous.
即使大卫非常忠心的，没有任何思念的去私心杂念的去服侍扫罗，很多很多年啊，扫罗还是因着他的嫉妒啊，他迫害，甚至要追杀大卫。
And at some point he learned that God had anointed David to be the king.
在某一个点，当扫罗知道上帝已经高了大卫做王的时候，
And David would never raise his hand against Saul.
即便大卫从来没有举自己的手想要伤害扫罗，
Because Saul had been anointed too by God.
因为扫罗也是上帝借着撒母耳高的。
And David would never attack Saul until.He waited for God's time when God would remove him, and David then could be king.
所以大卫从来没有想过他来去攻击扫罗，因为这上帝会有对扫罗合适的审判的时候。
Now what happened was that Saul, his career ends in a battle.
所以扫罗的职业啊，他的一生啊，就在一场征战中结束了。
The Philistines took his life there on Mount Gilboa.
所以在基利波山呢，那个腓力士人有一次在一场圣战，胜利的征战中呢，杀了扫罗。
And Saul that was killed there and his son Jonathan.
所以扫罗和他的儿子们，包括约拿丹啊，都在那场征战中死了。
And so now, the southern, this nation was split, and Judah, they.Took David and said, "We want you to be our king."
所以当扫罗死的时候呢，以色列国就开始分裂了。犹大支派呢，就跟大卫说：“那我们要你做我们的王。”
So the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Simeon, they gathered there in Hebron, and they anointed David to be king over the southern kingdom.
所以呢，犹大支派和西缅支派因为杂居在犹大支派里，所以他们两个支派一起在希伯伦呢。就高了大卫做他们的王，这就是南部两个支派的王了。
But the other 10 tribes, they still wanted to follow the house of Saul.
但北国的十个支派呢，都还是想要跟随扫罗家。
And they made Ishbosheth his son to be king over the northern kingdom.
所以他们就选了伊施波舍啊，就是扫罗的一个没有死的儿子呢，做他们的王。
And then for 7 years there was kind of Civil war back and forth.
所以大概七年左右呢，南北两国呢是有一些内战的。
And after the 7 years, the David grew stronger and stronger, and the northern kingdom grew weaker and weaker.
而这七年里呢，南国的大卫的这个势力越来越大，越来越强，北国就越来越衰弱。
Until finally, the northern tribes they recognized.David as king, and they anointed him again there in Jerusalem.
直到呢，到七年尾的时候呢，北方的十支派也承认大卫是王，也高他做自己的王。
Jerusalem is on the border of Benjamin and Judah. Benjamin was where the tribe, where Saul was from, the tribe from Saul, and Judah was from where David was. So he united the kingdom, as it were. Jerusalem is divided into two, where the two tribes meet.
所以耶路撒冷是在边界上啊，当时就是在便雅悯支派和犹大支派的边界上。所以大卫得了这个王位之后呢，等于让整个耶路撒冷以及全国呢开始合一了。
Now we got to continue with our history lesson just a little bit longer.
我们再讲一点点关于历史的背景。
And I can assure you that one, if you don't fall asleep, it's going to be worth the wait.
我跟大家保证，如果你没有听睡着，那一定是值得的。
So now David is king over all the nation.
所以大卫现在是整个全国的王了。
Oh, but he's got a lot of enemies.
当然他有很多的仇敌了。
There's the Syrians.
比如说叙利亚人。
The Ammonites.
亚门人。
There's Edom and Moab.
有以东啊，摩押。
The Philistines.
也有非利士人。
One after the other, they begin to attack, and David is victorious in every way.
但是无论谁来攻击他呢，大卫都赢的。
And so we read in verse chapter 8 and verse 15.
所以我们来看八章的十五节是怎么说的。
So David reigned over all Israel.And David administered judgment and justice to all his people.
所以大卫做以色列的王，又向众民秉行公义。
So now, you see, he can finally turn his attention to something that he wanted to do for a long time.
所以现在呢，他可以开始把注意力转向一些呢，他长久以来就想做的事情。
He wanted to show kindness to the house of Saul.
他想向扫罗家显出他的恩典。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
That's not the way kings used to do it.
这不是一个王常有的事情吗？
When a king came to power, the first thing he did was put to death all those of the previous reign.
一个王上台的时候，第一件事总是把前朝的那些个余老通通杀光啊。
Because he knew that there'd be a challenge to his rule.
因为这些人全都是潜在的威胁，要挑战他的原则的这些人。
Now, the word kindness there is the Old Testament word for grace. What we know is in grace in the New Testament.
对，所以我们知道呢，这个和蔼啊，这个词，这个 kindness 这个词也是跟 grace 这个词是一个意思。
You could say put it this way. I want to show grace.To any of the house of Saul.
所以我想要向扫罗家显施恩呢。
Now Mephibosheth, you remember he was lame in both his feet.
你都记得米菲波设是两条腿都瘸的。
And we find if you turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 4,
如果你往撒母耳记四章看啊
，and verse 4, we'll find out why he got lame.
你会知道他为什么这个瘸了。
Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth.
撒母耳记下的四章四节哈，扫罗的儿子约拿丹有一个儿子，名叫米菲波设，是瘸腿的。扫罗和约拿丹死亡的消息从耶斯列传到的时候，他才五岁。他乳母抱着他逃跑，因为跑得太急，孩子掉在地上，腿就瘸了。
Now he was living in Benjamin.
所以他是住在便雅悯的。
That's a long ways from Jezreel, where his father fell in battle.
所以这个离耶斯列哈还是有一些距离的。
But it was too close to where David was in.Hebron. That's where he ruled out of Hebron.
Yeah, Hebron close.
Not far from south, just in the south. Yeah.
但是呢，这个他住这个地方离希伯伦就没有多远了。
And so the nurse would think Saul is dead and David is his enemy. Therefore, He'll come and kill all the house of Saul.
所以为什么他的乳母啊会跑那么急呢？就是因为呢，虽然这个战场耶斯列离得很远，但是扫罗哦不是大卫住的这个希伯伦啊，离他们这个住的这个地方是很近的，所以他乳母就认为呢，大卫会第一时间冲过来啊，会把扫罗的后裔杀掉的。
Wasn't afraid of the Philistines.
所以他们不是因为惧怕非利士人的。
Probably afraid of David.
他们很可能是惧怕大卫。
And when she fled in haste, the little child, 5 years old, fell probably broke both legs and weren't set properly because of the desperation to get away.
所以呢，因为他们跑得太急，以至于一失手呢，孩子5岁掉在地上呢，两个腿摔瘸了，然后也没有得到很好的处理，因为太着急了。
Next we find, where do we find him? Where do we find Mephibosheth when we open up many years later? It is seven years later now.
7年以后了。
Quite a number of years actually later that we find here, Where do we find Mephibosheth?
我们能在哪里找到米菲波设呢
？Verse four.
第四节九章啊。
Of chapter nine, right?
九章四节。
So the king said to him, "Where is he?"
王说呢，他在哪里？就是问下面人啊，这个米菲波设在哪里
？And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar."
所以喜巴对王说呢，他在罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家。
Now the word Lodibar means a place of no pasture.
No pasture. Oh, no pasture.
Yeah.
那个罗底巴的意思啊，翻译过来就是没有草的地方。
And Machir means sold. In other words, no ownership. Sold.
Machir 就是马吉的这个翻译过来的意思呢，就是卖掉了，就是没有主权的。
Now, Lodibar, that is about 100 miles north of Jerusalem on the far side of the Jordan River.
所以罗底巴这个地方呢，它离耶路撒冷已经有超过100英里了，就它跑得很远了，而且是在约旦河边上的。
You could hardly find a spot that was further away from where the king was ruling in Jerusalem.
所以你当一个王在耶路撒冷做王的时候呢，他不太会去关注这100英里，因为有以色列不大了，他不会，这个是很远的，北部的一个地方。
He's crippled.
而且他瘸了。
He doesn't even have his own house.
他肯定没有自己的住的地方。
He's living with someone else.
他和某一个人同住。
In a place of no pasture.
而且那个地方叫没有草啊，就是。
That pictures the human race.
那这就是描述了我们人的状态。
He had no standing.
我们人无法站。
Before the ruler, did he?
站在一个审判主面前，我们是站立不住的。
Because he had broken legs, he couldn't stand like a normal person.
他是瘸了腿哈，这就意味着隐喻着就是他没办法站立得住。
That's like sin. What sin does to us, we have no standing in God's presence.
这就像罪一样，我们因着罪呢，我们在神面前无法站立得住。
We're living in a place like Lodibar. There's no spiritual food in this world that we live in.
然后我们生活的这个世界呢，就像罗底巴一样，没有草，没有属灵的食物给我们。
Material things don't satisfy cannot satisfy the spirit of man.
地上的物质乃至因此而来的物质主义是不能够满足我们里面灵的。
So spiritually speaking, he was living in a place of no pasture.
所以属灵上呢，你会看见一个瘸腿的在神面前站立不住的人，他生活在一个没有草、没有玛纳、没有供应的地方。
And sold in the house of Machir.
然后呢，是被卖的，没有主权的，卖到了马尼。
We read in the New Testament, we've been sold under sin.
所以我们也都知道呢，在旧约的我们的新约的我们的属灵的意义上
we sold ourselves.
我们是被卖的，作为罪的奴仆被卖的啊。
And not only we've lost our inheritance.
不但如此呢，我们也因此失掉了我们的产业。
And the God of the King could threaten our lives.
所以呢，王呢也是可以危及到我们生命的。因为公义的审判面前，我 们是这样。
And so he was living in poverty, he was living in fear.
所以他在贫穷里，在惧怕里生活着。
Living in fear of the king of the of that country.
所以他生活在这个国家啊，非常贫穷的这个状态里。
Okay, now we come to grace.
然后我们回到恩典这个话题上来。
He says.David says, "Is there anybody of the house of Saul?"
所以大卫的问题是什么呢？扫罗家还剩下任何人没有
？You know, we talk about the grace of God going to everybody.
所以我们在这里告诉我们呢，神的恩典是给到每一个人。
That whosoever,
每一个人。
Is there any of the house of Saul? You see, you and I are of the house of Saul in a sense.
所以我们某种程度就像扫罗家剩下的人一样。
Our great father Adam, we're of the house of Adam. Adam sinned, and we pay the consequence because we all sin as well. We're part of that family.
我们都是亚当家所剩下的，因为我亚当犯罪了，我们就在罪中而生，然后在罪的后果中一直生活在地。
But God in grace comes out to mankind.
但是神的恩典呢，却来临到了人身上。
And in a sense, he's saying in the person of the Lord Jesus, is there any of the sons of Adam that I can show grace to?
所以在耶稣基督的角度啊，他也问了一样的话。他说：“亚当家还有什么剩下的人，我能够显明我的恩典吗？我能施恩吗
？”But notice this. What is the ground of grace?
那恩典的基础是什么
？He says.I want to show them the grace for Jonathan's sake.
他说我要为约拿丹的缘故向他施恩。
Now what does where does this come in here?
那约拿丹是什么意思呢？在这儿。
You see, Jonathan and he had made a covenant.
你要知道呢，大卫和约拿丹是有一个约的。
They had made a covenant when Jonathan saw David come back from the battle of the Philistine.He loved him with his whole heart.
所以当约拿单看见大卫从哥利亚的战场上回来啊，大卫就从心底里啊爱这个弟兄。
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 20.
我们看撒母耳记上二十章。约拿单爱大卫从心底里。
Or chapter 18, sorry.
撒上十八章。
Chapter 18, verse 3.
三节。
Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even to his sword, his bow, his belt.
约拿单爱大卫如爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。约拿单从身上脱下外袍给了大卫，又将战衣、刀、弓、腰带都给了他。
They made a covenant with one another.
他们彼此立了一个约。
And Jonathan ratified that covenant by taking off his prince's clothing and giving it to David, recognizing that David was going to be the king.
所以约拿单哈是怎么样来表达这个约的意思呢？他把他自己作为王子。约拿单正常在当时的情形，他就是扫罗以后的王了，因为他是王子。他把自己的王子外袍脱下来。给大卫，相当于是告诉世人，大卫就是未来要做王的那个，来以此来立约。
And now I want you to turn over to chapter 20.
我们来再到二十章。
Where those two friends they ratify their covenant.
然后继续他们坚固自己的约哈，这两个朋友。
And verse 13.
十三节。
14. And you shall not only show me the kindness or the grace of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth. So Jonathan.Made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies."
十四节，你要照， 耶和华的慈爱恩待我，不但我活着的时候免我死亡，就是我死后耶和华从地上剪除你仇敌的时候，你也永不可向我家绝了恩惠。于是约拿单与大卫家结盟，说愿耶和华借大卫的仇敌追讨悖约的罪。
And so here he says again that verse 15, you will not cut off your kindness from my house forever.
所以十五节后半段你看，他永不可向我家绝了恩惠，这是他们俩立的约了。
So here's the first thing about grace.
所以这是第一个关于恩典的事情。
Well, the second thing, actually.
第二个实际上。
The first is grace is unearned.
所以第一个是恩典是不是挣来的。
Second, grace is always based upon a covenant.
第二个呢，恩典总是基于一个约的。
A covenant that David and Jonathan made.
所以大卫和约拿单立的这个约。
He says, "Is there any from the house of Saul that I may show grace for Jonathan's sake?"
他说，约拿单家还有。啊，扫罗家还有什么人没有？我为了约拿单的这个约的缘故，我要施恩。
Now here's the application for us.
那对我们来说，应用是这么样的。
God isn't gracious to you and I just because He loves us.
所以神对我们有恩典，不单单是因为他爱我们。
Because don't forget, God is a righteous God.
别忘了，神是一个公义的神。
He must judge sin and rebellion.
他也一定会审判罪和悖逆的人。
If he were to overlook the sin of mankind, he would not be a righteous God.
如果他真的就忽视了人的罪，他就不是一个公义的神。
Is he not going to put everything right?
他没有，难道不是一切的事他在行公义，伸张正义的？
What about the innocent who suffer?
对于那些无辜的受难的人呢？
Is there no justice for them?
他们在地上每一个都得着公义的对待了吗？
Can God be gracious and overlook the sins of the evil?
难道神会就这么一直让所有的罪就这么样他就忽视吗？
What kind of justice?What kind of grace is that?
如果是这样的话，那这里还有什么恩典，还有什么公义呢？
No, the innocent must be vindicated.
不是的，那无辜受难的，一定神要向为他伸冤的，这是必然的。
When we think of some of the evil that has been done to the innocents on this world, we can say amen to that.
所以，对于一切像今天，像无辜的人，施暴的这些邪恶啊。神是一定会行审判的。
The problem of taking that too far is that we've all sinned.
但是呢，我们要知道我们每个人都是罪人。
We've all fallen short of glorifying God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
We have not glorified our Father. We have, like Saul, we've thought of our own things first, and never mind God and His things. We don't need Him.
就像扫罗，我们想的都是自己的事，我们也不去想。
But everyone is going to have to give an account to God someday.
对，每一个人呢，都有一天要为自己所做的向神交账。
So, God's grace, in order for it to come out, must be based upon a covenant, some type of covenant.
所以，神的恩典显明的时候，它总是要基于一个约。
Now David and Jonathan's covenant was made just between their households.
大卫和约拿单的约呢，就是在他们两个家的之间的。
It wasn't ratified the way God's covenant is.
这个并不是显明了神的那个约的性质哈，这只是他们两家之间的。
God's covenant was ratified in the blood of His Son.
那神的约是在耶稣基督的圣子的血上所立的。
In the life of His Son.
以基于他圣子的生命来立。
On the night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, He took bread. He said, "This is my body, which is given for you."
在那一天，耶稣被卖的那天晚上，他 他拿起这饼啊，他说这是我的身体为你们舍了。
And then he took the cup after the supper and he said, this wine, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
他拿起这杯呢，他说这个饼，这个杯啊，是我跟你们所立的新约，在我的血里所立的新约。
The sin of mankind is not going to be just overlooked.
所以人的罪啊，不是会被神就这么忽视了。
It's going to be atoned for. It's going to be paid for.
神要给我们做一个赎罪祭，他要为我们付上这罪的代价。
And so the covenant that God makes with man is ratified. It's sealed with the blood of His Son.
所以神跟人立的约哈，神帮助人来赎罪的这个约是在耶稣基督就神的圣子的血里面来印上印的，是这个血来立约为基础的。
God didn't ask someone else to come and pay for that sin.
那神并没有找其他的人来付上这个罪的代价。
He himself bore our sins upon the cross.
他自己来在十字架上承担了我们罪的代价。
He himself knew what it was.To be punished for your sin and mine.
他自己呢知道，该如何哈、啊？这什么意思？该为了你，为了我的罪来受审判。
And now, on the basis of the fact that he has paid for sin, he can enter into an unconditional covenant with you and I.
所以借着他已经付上这罪的代价这样的一个基础，他就可以。以无条件的方式来帮助你。
Well, on what basis?
这个基础是什么
？Faith.
这个基础呢，就是信心。
Faith that God loves us and has expressed that love in grace toward us.
这个信心就相信神爱我们，而且是在恩典的方式里把这个爱表达出来，就是他的十字架的恩典。
So that brings us to the next point.
这我们带给我们就到了下一个点。
Grace calls the undeserving one.
那恩典呢会呼召那不配得的人。
You see, Mephibosheth, even if he could go up to Jerusalem, didn't want to.
所以米菲波设呢，就算他能够去耶路撒冷啊，他也不敢去。
David had to go out to him.
所以大卫需要出来去找他。
There was no other way.
因为没有这样的，没有别的方式了。因为不是怕，害怕。
That's what God has done in Christ. He came to mankind. He came to us.
这就是神借着基督显明的，是他来寻找人，不是人去寻找神。
And that's the gospel today. Is it goes out to other people? Go into all the world. Tell the world.
所以今天的福音也是这个方式，是出去把福音给别人，而不是人会来寻找。这福音啊，是人神找人，不是人找神。
And the offer of grace is free.
而且这样的恩典哈、啊，给出去是白白的，福音给出去都是白白的。
So here's Mephibosheth. He's rotting away up there in Lodibar.
所以这个是米菲波设，他在罗底巴呢，就是很无助的在那待着。
And He knows that this king in Jerusalem is a powerful king because all the other nations round about now are bringing their taxes and tributes to David.
因为他知道呢，坐在耶路撒冷呢，现在那个大卫王是一个特别强大的王，因为所有的周边列国都已经臣服了。
It seems like the king is getting more and more powerful, and Mephibosheth is getting worse and worse.
看起来呢，这样的一个王越来越强有力啊，然后米菲波设的。境况越来越 无力软弱。
And one day his worst fears were realized.
有一天呢，他最担心的事情发生了。
So the king said, "Where is he? He's in." Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he's in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar." Then King David sent. He sent.
Yeah. 所以王说他在哪里呢？四节，洗巴对王说，他在罗底巴亚米利的儿子马基家。于是大卫打发人去。
And so now we have a delegation of the king himself.
所以现在呢，王有一个代表王的一群人来了。
Now David had organized things in his kingdom, and it's no doubt that the delegation that he sent to the house of Machir to bring back his beloved Jonathan's only son.
所以大卫呢就打发人去了 马吉家，去把他所爱的这个弟兄约拿丹的儿子接过来。
We can think of David, and we think of how he loved Jonathan.
那我们可以想一想大卫啊，他如何的爱约拿丹。
They loved each other more than brothers.
他们真的是比任何的弟兄都要亲密。
And how he was so sorrowful when Jonathan fell in battle beside his father Saul.
那大卫是如何的哀伤啊，当约拿丹跟他的父亲扫罗一起死的时候。
And now he learns that his beloved friend has a son.
现在他知道他的亲爱的弟兄还留了一个儿子在人间。
And how excited David must have been.
所以大卫会有何等的激动呢？
And so he would send, look, I want the very best of your soldiers. With the best uniforms, make sure you are clean. You are going to go down to a place called Lodibar. There, one of Jonathan's sons, and I want you to bring him back in style.
所以他说呢，我要差你们这些最好的军兵啊，你们去一个叫罗底巴的地方，去把这个米菲波设给我带回来。
I want the best horses.
我要最好的马。
I want the best soldiers.
最好的兵士。
This is an important thing.
这是个非常重要的事情。
Because my beloved friend Jonathan, his son, is there, and I want you to bring him to Jerusalem.
因为我和亲爱的弟兄，他约拿丹的儿子，他还活着，我要把他带过来。
Oh, but it takes maybe 3 days.
在那个时代呢，从耶路撒冷
maybe 4 days.
耶路撒冷走到一百英里以外呢，估计要
to go from Jerusalem down to Lodibar.
就从耶路撒冷到罗底巴，大概走3到4天了。
And they would have to send wagons, a wagon too.
因为他们肯定得不单是骑着马，他有派车的。
To bring Mephibosheth and all his belongings.
因为米菲波设瘸腿骑不了马，他肯定要派车去要带过来。
So they would have to stop maybe a day's march away.
所以。
And camp.
所以他们可能 他们可能会还有一天的路程的时候，他们肯定会停下来，就每一天要停下来歇息的。
Now I want you to use your imagination with me.
所以你要开始想象这个场景。
One night, Mephibosheth. It's late. The shadows are long in the afternoon.
所以你可以想象一天下午啊，米菲波设看见这个黄昏了，影子都很长了。
And one of the young residents of that area comes running up the road.
然后那个地方的一个年轻的一个居民啊，很可能会从路上跑过来。
He's breathless.
他上气不接下气。
He said, Mephibosheth.
他说米菲波设。
Yes, yes, what is it?
他说什么回事？
I've just come from Manahem.
他说我刚从那个 Manahem, 就是可能营地的那个方向来啊。
There's a whole delegation of the King David's soldiers down at Manahem camped overnight.
他说在那个这个营地里呢，有一大群的大卫王的兵士哈。
They came in early this afternoon, and I've run here to tell you the news.
然后他们今天下午就会来到这个地方，我先要跑过来告诉你。
Well, what is it? Speak up.
他说这来干什么呢？你告诉我。
Said they, say they're coming for you, Mephibosheth.
他说他们来找你呀，米菲波设。
Finally, I knew it would happen sooner or later.
对，米菲波设说：“哎呀，终于啊，我知道这会他们会来，早早晚晚他们会来。”
All he could wait all the next day.
所以你可以想想后之后的一段时间里，米菲波设会是什么样的心情？
Finally, he could see them coming up. Their bright uniforms, their polished shields.
所以最终他看见他们的时候，他们是着装整齐的哈。
They're coming in a not to attack, but he can see right away that it's different.
所以他们来呢，并没有来攻击哈，哎，却是相反的状态。
It's almost like they are have organized to meet a king.
他们几乎就像聚集着来见王的那个状态。
And certainly they stop at the door and very respectfully say, "Is Mephibosheth there?"
所以他们来到门口呢，非常尊敬地说，米菲波设住这里吗？
Mephibosheth's heart, Hercules is going like this.
米菲波设的心跳就像这样，蹦蹦蹦蹦。
And at the door, the captain says, "Mephibosheth, David requests that you come to Jerusalem."
然后呢，在门口呢，那个军官肯定会说呢，米菲波设，大卫要求你啊，邀请你去耶路撒冷。
Well, how could he refuse?
那米菲波设怎么能拒绝呢？
Says, "I will go."
他说我去。
But he went.
啊，他去了。
Great fear.
是一个巨大的
惧怕。Verse 5, then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir the son of Amiel from Lodivar. And when Mephibosheth, verse 6, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he said, "Here is your servant."
王说呢，他在哪里？洗巴说在罗底巴。亚米利的儿子马吉家，于是大卫王打发人去从罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里召了他来，扫罗的孙子约拿丹的儿子米菲波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米菲波设。”他说：“仆人在此。”
You can see that he's shaking.
他在颤抖啊，他在发抖。
Fallen down before David.
他匍匐在大卫面前。
Don't be afraid.
但是大卫说：“你不要惧怕。”
You see, Mephibosheth.He was hoping for mercy, was he not?
所以米菲波设真的是这时候特别需要怜悯的。
All he could hope for was mercy.
他需要的就是怜悯。
Instead, he got mercy and he got grace.
他不但得着了怜悯，是这个大卫没有审判他，他还得着了他不配得的恩典。
He says, "I will show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake." And he says, "Here's the grace. I'm going to restore."To you all the land of Saul, your father.
他说：“我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，我还因你祖父一切，把你祖父一切的田地都归还你。”
That's enough grace, is that not something to restore that?
哦，这个已经是很大的恩典。
But that isn't the end of it.
他还没有结束。
David said, "I don't want you to go home. Said, I want you to come into my house."
大卫说呢，我即便如此，我也不希望你回家，你就来我家里啊，跟我同行。
I want you to sit with my sons.
我希望你就像我的孩子一样，跟我的儿子们一同坐席。
Mephibosheth, I want you near me in my father's house, or in my house. He says.
所以大卫相当于说，米菲波设，我希望你就近我，就像我的亲人一样。
Now Mephibosheth recognized that this was pure grace.
米菲波设意识到这真的就是不配得的恩典。
What have I? What did I do to deserve this?
他说仆人算什么？我做什
么？I'm like a dead dog. What is a dead dog worth?
我不过是个死狗一般。这个死狗能值什么钱呢？我哪里值得您这么对我？
It's not worth anything, and it's a nuisance even while it's there, the carcass.
就是一钱不值啊，就这个意思。
But grace looks at things different.
但是恩典并不是按照我们人的角度来看。
Is that not undeserved favor?
恩典并不是给到我们挣来的、配得的才叫恩典，恰恰相反。
It was motivated by the love of David for Jonathan, his father's sake.
啊，那这个是因着里面的动机是大卫爱约拿单啊，而且要。持守跟约拿单所立约的这么样的一个动机才出来的恩典。
It was ratified by a covenant.
它是由一个约来确立的。
It's grace that calls the undeserving one.
所以是恩典来呼召那不配得的人呢。
It restores something that he never took away.
所以这个恢复了。那一些就是他的关系啊。
And then he brings us into a place of nearness and fellowship.
就让他们能够有一个爱的关系和亲密的关系。
But more important than that even.
那比这个呢还有更重要的点。
Who else ate at the king's table?
谁还在大卫的桌上啊？
All the top ambassadors and kings and princes of the world that would come to Jerusalem. They'd eat at the king's table.
所以这就各国的这个使节啊，就是尊贵的大臣呢、啊，都在神这个大卫的桌上吃饭。
So here's the king of from Damascus, the high-ranking king there.
比方说呢，大马士革啊，这个臣属国的一个特别高阶的这个军官啊，这个官员来了。
And he would look at the guests, the king's sons.
啊，他会看见哦，这个王的很多王子啊，很多宾客。
And the rulers and counselors, David himself.
还有大卫自己，还有很多的大卫手下的官员。
I can see the king of Syria sitting next. He says, "I'm the king of Syria. Who are you?" Mephibosheth. Oh, nice to meet you. Yes.
所以你会看见呢，你可以想象这个场景啊，这个很尊贵的一个客人，他会跟米菲波设握个手啊，说你是谁啊？等我。他其实，比如大马士革的这个王，他是非常尊贵的一个，所以他跟米菲波设交流的时候呢，其实米菲波设的地位也是非常高的。
And so in verse 13, what do we read?
十三节你会读到什么呢
？This was not a temporary arrangement.
这不是一个偶然暂时的安排。
He dwelt in the city of the king.
他住在王的城啊。
And he ate continually at the King's table.
他一直与王同席吃饭，常与王同席吃饭。
And says he was lame at both his feet.
但是呢，他却两脚都是瘸的。
While he sat at the table, he didn't. Nobody knew that he was lame.
但你要知道呢，当他坐在席上的时候，就没人知道他是瘸的了。
All his defects were hidden.
所以他一切的残疾，当他坐席的时候，就都隐藏了。
Now there's one more thing I want to look at here before we end.
最后呢，我们还要再看一个点。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah.
米菲波设有个小儿子名叫米迦。
Isn't that interesting? One little short verse there.
这么是不是有意思？这么小的一节经文在这。
But what does the word Micah mean?
米迦意味着什么？什么意思？
Micah. It means who is like the Lord.
Micah 的意思就是谁像主一样啊。
You see, what was the response to grace?
什么是对恩典的回应呢？
Who is like the Lord?
赞美主啊，谁是像主的样？主太好了。
That was Mephibosheth's response to the grace, the kindness that was shown to him.Because David always gave glory to God. He never took glory for himself.
因为大卫从来不去争抢神的荣耀，是大卫总是归一切荣耀给神。
We read the Psalms.
所以米菲波设看见的就是神的恩典呢。所以他说：“主啊，有谁像主这样？”
David knew that he was a great king because God, his Lord, was great.
所以大卫知道他是一个伟大的王，都是因为神祝福他。你从诗篇里都能看得见。
David knew that he was nothing.
大卫知道他什么都不是，自己什么都不是。
And so here Mephibosheth, he says he realized that the kindness that was shown to him by David actually its source was much higher.
所以米菲波设从大卫给他的恩典里看见啊，这个恩典其实不是出于大卫，是出于更高的神的。
And so you and I, we've experienced grace.
所以你和我呢，我们也经历了很多恩典。
The grace.Of God that has appeared to all men.
所以神的恩典啊，向很多人显现。
The Lord Jesus Himself is the grace of God manifested, the greatest gift that could possibly given to him by to God by man, or by God to man.
耶稣基督就是自己就是一个神恩典的载体啊，就是能够神向人显明最大的恩典就是耶稣基督。
And we know.That David was not impoverished when he brought him to his table. David had great resources.
所以当人大卫把人带到他的席间的时候，其实大卫不是一个很穷的王，大卫是非常富有。
But the difference was, in order for God's grace to come to us, Jesus had to pay the ultimate price.
但是你要知道呢，其实 为了显明神的恩典，耶稣必须付上那最终极的代价。
It cost God everything for him to be able to show his love toward us in his grace.
神已经把他能给的都给出来了，为了要显明他的恩典。
This is grace in Christ Jesus.
这就是在耶稣基督里的恩典。所以大卫显明的和神显明的不是一个数量级的。
And we read there in Second Corinthians, I believe. Second Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多后书啊。
8 and 9.
八节和九节。哥林多后书八章，八章九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
哥林多后书八章九节。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
你们知道我们的主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So it didn't cost David very much to bring Mephibosheth to his table.
带米菲波设来跟他同席吃饭，不需要大卫付上很多代价。
But it cost God everything.
但是上帝显给我们的恩典却让他付上了所有的代价。
To bring us to his table that we might sit as sons and daughters forever.
让我们能够跟他同席吃饭，以我们是神儿女的身份。
May the Lord help us to understand the true grace of God.
能让我们盼望主，让我们真的明白神那真的恩典和爱。
And would you close this?
好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父啊，谢谢您借着这米菲波设的故事，让我们明白我们这不配的人是何等的蒙福，得着神那借着基督向我们显明大的恩典。主啊，大卫所行的无非是我们人还能做的，但是基督所行的却是把神一切的都献上，是吧？我们是何等蒙福的人，盼望我们真的能在神的恩典里说，主啊，我愿意接受这救恩，我愿意接受基督成为我的救主，是吧？也求您带着我们尚不认识您的人，尚不认识基督的人，能够做这最重要的决定。我们这样的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。